So before we go tonight, the murder of white high school student and football star Austin Metcalf in Frisco, Texas, is continuing to grab headlines and divide the American people online as Carmelo Anthony, the black 17-year-old who's been charged with fatally stabbing Austin Metcalf in the heart during a disagreement over a seat at a track meet under a tent in the rain, has been now let out of jail on a $250,000 bond, and now he's living in luxury while seemingly going on a massive spending spree. Since Anthony was charged with killing Metcalf, his family has been sucking up donations from anti-white psychopaths and, of course, blacks who want to live vicariously through this entire situation because they wish they were the ones that got to stab a white teenager in the heart. And even though there's been efforts to stop these donations from coming in, it doesn't seem to be working. The Anthony family claims to be economically distressed. Many are saying that's the very reason that Carmelo murdered Austin, because he was sad about being poor and sad about being black or something. But of course, that's not true at all. We live under the empire of lies, and according to a flurry of recent media reports, even though the Anthony family told a judge that they have financial issues, they're living in a gated luxury community. And since the donations started flowing in, they've started buying up new vehicles. That's according to eyewitness accounts. The New York Post reported that, quote, the Texas teen accused of fatally stabbing a high school football star at a track meet allegedly lives in a $900,000 home inside a luxurious gated community, despite requesting a judge lower his $1 million bond because of financial difficulties. Carmelo Anthony, 17, is shacked up with his family at the pricey home inside the gated community of Richwoods in Frisco, Texas, after he was released from jail Monday on a reduced $250,000 bond for allegedly killing Austin Metcalf earlier this month. End quote. And that's not all, because once again, according to the New York Post, a neighbor of Anthony's confirmed that, quote, he got a new car. If you look at the license plate, it's got a paper tag and it says it expires June 4th. Yeah, so that's the guy that the media is trying to tell us that we should feel sorry for. This is a disgrace. Really, it's a sad indictment on our entire country. This shows you just how bad things have really become, how far we have decayed. Some black animal, some thug, gets rewarded for murdering a promising white teenager. And this situation, of course, is going to continue to play out. It's not going to go away. It's going to continue to drum up news. You're going to continue to see blacks and Jews, white trash losers, saying Carmelo Anthony did nothing wrong. He should be let out of jail. He should be given a bunch of money. And you know what? That very well may happen. It's pretty obvious to see here. This story is going to be used as long-term bait to drum up racial division and likely drum up future violence. And this isn't the only high-profile interracial crime story in the news right now. So you can see that this is all coordinated. In Phoenix, Arizona, a 32-year-old white man called Jacob Couch was attacked at random by yet another savage black who nearly decapitated him with a hatchet in front of his horrified wife, with whom Couch shares two children. Now, if this were the other way around, we would be seeing wall-to-wall news coverage about all the ways in which whites get out of bed each morning looking for black victims to hunt down and kill. But of course, this was just a run-of-the-mill black-on-white crime. And it happens all the time. And nobody seems to care. Nobody wants to talk about it. So we're not going to hear much about it unless we look into it ourselves. Oh, yeah. And as these black animals go around looking for whites to kill, they're getting plenty of emotional ammunition from the media, because just days ago, a psychotic black was killed by police on the side of the highway in Pennsylvania. Now, we're being told, of course, that this guy was some kind of a community leader, aren't they all? And that this racist white cop victimized him. But the video tells a completely different story. Look.
What's going on, man? What's going on?
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, watch out.
Hey, hey,
in the name of Jesus, watch out.
Watch out.
You're hurt. You're going to get hurt. In the name of Jesus, stop.
Hey, Jesus, Lord,
bow down. Jesus, Lord, bow down. Don't touch me. You're going to die. Next time you touch me, you're going to die. Next time you touch me, you're going
to die. Turn around. Put your hands behind your back.
5, Clayton. Send me another unit. He's on foot, going down the berm.
Hey, you gotta go down.
You ain't dead. That's Jesus. That's Jesus.
Get down on the ground.
I'm strong in you. I'm a Jesus lover.
So just to be clear, that community leader that you just saw meet his rightful maker, he's from Michigan. He stole a police car in Ohio and then led cops on a high-speed chase down the Pennsylvania Turnpike. Then he got physical, and then he ended up dead. I mean, it's a pretty basic equation. But still, this is now turning into a national news story of black victimhood in evil, racist America. This country doesn't have a racism problem. We don't have a gun problem. We don't have a poverty problem that's causing mass violence. What we have here is a black problem. We have a problem with black crime. This is a group of people that comprises 12 to 13% of the entire United States population, but commits more than half of all of its violent crime. You're more likely to be murdered by a black woman than you are by a white man. You're more likely to be murdered by a rich black person than by a poor white. They are overrepresented in every single criminal statistic you could possibly think of. It's unsustainable. Yet it shows no signs of stopping. And as the Carmelo Anthony saga and all of these other cases play out, you can rest assured, we're going to see more violence. We're going to see more viral news stories. We're going to see more black victimhood. We're going to see more attacks on whites. And that's not fear-mongering. That's just the truth. It's time that we have a national conversation about the problem that we have with blacks. God bless you all. Go get some J-Proof, and I'll see you right back here. Same place, same time tomorrow. Until then, God bless you. So RFK Jr. is heading up Health and Human Services, and of course we have Elon Musk, who's heading up Doge, the Department of Government Efficiency, looking into all of the unnecessary spending. How about we look into spraying the skies with poison? How about we look into weather modification? Yeah, it's not a secret anymore. We've all seen them spraying the skies. You can go outside and see the perfectly crisscrossed patterns. This mysterious fog that appeared, you guys remember that? People were just getting sick all over the place. Bioweapons being sprayed in the sky. We've seen graphene oxide samples, and now deadly bacteria is found in this deadly fog. You're getting poisoned everywhere. And so, of course, the old playbook is make it impossible to get real treatments that actually help you and instead push you to Big Pharma, scare the hell out of you, and make you go get a deadly injection. No, not anymore. Remember ivermectin? It was hard to get to. Remember hydroxychloroquine? It was hard to get to. Doxycycline, dexamethasone, all of the things that actually treated people that were demonized by the murderous press. It's all available right here, right now, in the emergency kit that I've been telling you about. Get the ivermectin, get the hydroxychloroquine, the dexamethasone, get it all right here in this travel size case. It's ready to go. Guidebook for safe and easy use inside of this thing, putting urgent care right at your fingertips. Plus, it includes the immunity-boosting Z-Sac nutraceutical, giving your body the extra defense that it needs on the daily, whether it's a sudden bacterial infection or a bioweapon attack, maybe a respiratory illness or something more severe. The Z-Kit has you covered. The purchasing process is fully digital. All it takes, just fill out a quick little digital form. Within 1 to 2 weeks, your kit arrives at your front door just as mine did at mine. Don't let illnesses and bioweapons catch you off guard Order your Z kit right now at the famous ZStackProtocol.com. Go to ZStackProtocol.com and then use code SPN to save up to $48 plus get free shipping. Up to $48 off plus free shipping for this. It was hard to get ivermectin. Remember, it probably will be again. Hydroxychloroquine, dexamethasone, doxycycline. All of these things are included right here, plus a guide for safe use. Go to ZStackProtocol.com and use the promo code SPN. $48 off plus free shipping. And because we're America first and America only, it's available to American residents only. ZStackProtocol.com.
Are you using your phone or is it using you? Rise above mass surveillance and discover a phone that protects your privacy and communications. Above Phone does everything your old phone does, without tracking you, while giving you complete control over your phone and apps. We are better than big tech. It works with any cell service. No forced logins. No advertising or tracking. Download apps privately. Control your phone and its apps with secure hardware. Introducing Above Suite. Includes a VPN, private email and calendar, private chats, video calls, internet phone, and a search engine. Don't worry if you're new. Every phone includes a free 45-minute live call. You also get free email and chat support, free guides and video courses. You have the power.
Rise above with Above Phone.